This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a summary of an article on surgical technique published on September 19th, 2014. Spinal cord herniation as a complication of en bloc multilevel anterior thoracic vertebrectomy for a giant cell tumor. Success of posterior cord reduction and dural repair. A case report by Kandkar Ali Kausar and colleagues. Protrusion of the spinal cord from its covering dural sac, known as spinal cord herniation, is rare. This condition is even more rare as a result of a previous operation. In this study, the authors present a case of anterior spinal cord herniation following a circumferential thoracic tumor decompression by anterior excision of the affected vertebra and fixation by anterior instrumentation. The primary procedure was a little complicated by a dural tear, which was managed immediately, and the patient made a good recovery. However, she presented with progressive paraparesis 5 years after the original procedure. The patient underwent re-exploration and repair of a dural defect, resulting in the reduction of the spinal cord to its normal position. Her paraparesis improved significantly after the dural repair. Although progression of neurological deficit can be very slow, repair of the dural defect can restore normal cord alignment and improve neurological deficit. To the best of the author's knowledge, this is the first reported case of spinal cord herniation following an anterior thoracic vertebrectomy. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.